paragraph chof. V'alkein Yisrael moinen la'levona v'umay soilam l'chama. This also explains why Klal Yisrael, they measure their time by the moon. The other nations go by the sun. Ki chamu levona im b'chinas Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebalpeh. Because the sun and the moon correspond to the written Torah and the oral Torah. V'chol gedulas Torah shebichsav ein yoidim ki ma'idei Torah shebalpeh. Sheze b'chinas emunas chachomim. And the real greatness of the written Torah, we only see from the oral Torah, from the Torah shebalpeh, which is emunas chachomim. Ki kol Torah shebalpeh hu ha'idei emunas chachomim, shenu tzrichim lahamin b'chachomim, shenimseru lohem ha'Torah balpeh, v'yoidin lidroishes ha'Torah b'shloishes remidois, u'lechadesh bo, l'chaber sforam harbe b'choleis. Because the whole Torah shebalpeh is based on our faith, that we believe that these rabbis, they're the ones, the Torah shebalpeh was given to them. They're the ones who know how to darshan the Torah shebichsav using the 13 formulas. And they're the ones who have the authority to bring forth the new, reveal the new concepts of the Torah and to make many sforim. Shekol zehu shleimus Torah shebichsav. They're the ones who bring a shleimus to the Torah shebichsav. Kama shekosu shom batoranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Samach Aleph, that this halach is based on. V'chol koyach kedushas Yisrael lehizgabra l'yitzahora hu al yidei emunas chachomim. And the main power and holiness of the Jewish people, the fact that we have the power to overcome, to succeed against the Yitzahara, is dependent on emunas chachomim. Al yidei b'chinas Torah shebal peh. Shaydei ze ikar kiyum ha-Torah. That's the real kiyum ha-Torah. From the Torah shebichsav, we have no idea how to fulfill the Torah. The mitzvah of tefillin is a one-liner in the Torah Shebichsav, and it's only through the Torah Shebalpeh that we know the hundreds of facets of tefillin to know how to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin properly to be able to defeat the Yetzirah. V'alkein Yisrael moinen la'levono shebichinas Torah Shebalpeh b'chinas emunas chachomim. This is why the Jews go by the moon, which is corresponds to the Torah Shebalpeh, emunas chachomim, shemischachin b'choleis k'mo ya'levono. The Jews are mischadesh at all times, like the moon, which renews itself. It's always born anew. It has aliyas niridos. Ki shemesh yoda mavoyoi, avul yoreach lo yoda mavoyi. Kimo yishom razal. The Gemara quotes, says on the pasuk, shemesh yoda mavoyi yoreach lo yoda mavoyi, that the sun has its very standard path that it goes. The moon has much more fluctuation, much more differences. Avul yoreach lo yoda, sheze b'chinas kedushas hatzadikim, shemesimim atzmo b'chol pam ke'eino yodea kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says now that when we say about the moon, that the moon is lo yoda, this is the concept of those tzadikim who always shift gears. Every time they learn a whole bunch of new understanding of Hashem, immediately afterwards they shift into I don't know mode. They clear the registers again. They make themselves as if they don't know. U'kama Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Ein ha-Toyra miskayemes, ela b'meisim atzmoy ken yodea. The only ones who are zecha to real kiyum ha-Toyra, where their Torah should be with them permanently, they should retain the Torah perfectly, is those who make themselves like they don't know. Because they always humble themselves. Kihem yoidim kilugdulosa yen cheker. They're the ones who realize that Hashem's greatness is infinite. Umishom kol koyach dushes Yisrael lo shel Hashem Yisborach. And it's based on the fact that Hashem's greatness, Hashem's kindness is infinite. That's what gives us the ability to do tshuva, to tap into this infinite kindness of Hashem. V'alkein heimoinim la'levona. And this is why Klal Yisrael go by the moon. Avol ho'akum, whereas the goyim, roitzim rak leida miyad hakoyel al pi chochma v'sechel kipshutoi b'li emuna b'saydes ha'Torah. They want to understand everything immediately. They want to rationalize. Everything has to be rational. Everything has to be scientifically proven to them. They don't want to show faith in the secrets of Torah. Faith in things that are way above rational, in miracle, in things like that. Alkein moinen lachama. Therefore, they go by the sun. Shubchinas Torah shebichsav. Avol be'emes gam betorah shebichsav ein yoidin klal. However, the truth is, they have no real understanding of Torah Shebichsav either. Mikol shkein shein mekayim dov meneklau. And for sure, they don't fulfill anything in the Torah Shebichsav. Ki ein shleimus la Torah Shebichsav Because the Torah Shebichsav is completely incomplete and not usable without the Torah Shebal Peh. Shubchinas Emunus Chachamim, Bchinas Riboy Asforim HaKdoshim. Paragraph Chof Aleph, V'alkein Gam Gedulas Hachamo, Shetizgade Losid, Yerak Al Yedei Gedulas Halevono, Shetizgadel Al Yedei Sheyeshuv Yisrael Hashem Yisborach. And this is why when we speak about the sun, the light of the sun, being great when Mashiach comes, it's dependent on the light of the moon. It's only when the moon will have its aliyah through the tshuva of Bnei Yisrael, then the sun will also have its aliyah. K'moy shekosuv, as it says in Kiddush Levana, which we just said last night. Last night was the night after Tisha B'Av, Asar HaBa'av. This is one of the 2 months in the year when we do Kiddush Levana relatively late. We wait till after Tisha B'Av to do Kiddush Levana, just like we wait after Yom Kippur to do Kiddush Levana in Tishrei. And we said in the tefillah, V'hoyo oyer halavona ko'er hachama. Step one, the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. Step two, V'oyer hachama yeshiva sayim ko'er shivasayim. And the light of the sun will be multiplied sevenfold like it was during the first 7 days of creation. V'hiktim b'kavono t'chila gdulas halavona shetia ko'er hachama. And the pasuk intentionally says first that the moon, the light of the moon, will be heightened to the point where it'll be equal to the light of the sun. And only afterwards, the light of the sun will be multiplied sevenfold. Ki ikar gedulas hachamo huayidei gedulas halavono. Shetismale mipigimos haayidei Yisrael shiyashuva b'tshuva haayidei riboy asfar magdash mechnas munas chacham ter shabapeh. Because the main greatness of the sun is dependent on the greatness of the moon, which will only be filled out from its defectiveness and deficiency through Klal Yisrael doing tshuva, through the Riboy Sforim, the concept of Emunas Chachamim, Torah Shebal Peh. Shaydei Zeh Kol Shleimus HaTorah Shebichsav HaKanal. That's what gives Shleimus to the Torah Shebichsav, to the sun.